We are going to do Chazara today. We are going to start on Tezvav Amid Beis. We're going to start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines to the bottom. I think that's what we're up to. Dr. Gemara, Kabay Minei Tzaras on Tezvav Amid Beis. Kabay Minei Tzaras or Kaparshul Minei Tzaras. The Shaila was about Tzaras. And he answered them about B'nai Tzaras. That the Gemara Tartin Kiboy B'nai, there was a double Shiloh. Tzaras Mai, can Tzaras have Yibum or not? V'imtim Tzalaim or Tzaras Kibes Hillel, and if you hold the Tzaras of Erev and don't need Chalitza or Yibum, right, and they can get married without Chalitza or Yibum, but Beis Shammai would view them as violating Yivam al-Lashuk, so B'nai Tzaras, the Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai Mahu. What would Beis Shammai classify the children of the Tzara, the daughter of the Tzara, can she marry a Kayin or not? Now who cares? We paskin like Beis Hillel, so to us, it's no problem. There are most Lavan in the Torah, and again, I didn't do a head count, but most Lavan in the Torah writes about the consequences to the children if there's a marriage of those Lavan. Mamzeres, Nesina, the child picks up the begam of the parent, grusha and amana to kain gadol, grusha to kain hedget, the child picks up, becomes a chalol. There are two lavim that the Torah does not specify any consequence to the child. And by deciding what Beis Shammai would do with the son of the Tzaras Erva, which is a Yavam al-Lashuk, we would be able to know what the consequences are for Yavam al-Lashuk, and also for Machzor Grushasai, where the Torah doesn't specify consequences. Now it's interesting that he used B'nai Tzaras as the basis of the Shaila. It could have been asked by any, and the Nafkamina is Machzor Grushasai. Tysus points out the Gemara could have said Yav Nafkamina is any Yavam al-Lashuk. But that's the two lavim that the Gemara is interested in it. Now, as I think Avram pointed out earlier in the week, that we had drushes of Hebe Teva of Ebenel Teva, the Taisus and Yudalar Midbeis says that the Gemara is operating without knowing that drusha, and therefore the Gemara wants to know logically what would we say about that child, according to Beis Shammai, who considers it a Yavam al-Lashuk. It is a weaker lav. Still, the child is a chalo. It's a stronger lav. Shouldn't it be for sure that the son is a pogum, that the child is a pogum? And Amana herself becomes a chalala. Rashi says we learn it out from the word ba'amav, right? Whereas this woman does not become a chalala because Malzugrushasa does not become a chalala because she's already pasul l'kayin. And the Gemara says later on that a woman does not become pasul l'kuna unless she marries either a chayv ekrisis, where she turns into a zayna, she has a relationship with a chayv ekrisis. And again, I want to stress this, we're going to have this a number of times in Yavamas. A zayna is not necessarily a reflection of morals and ethics. The woman can be the greatest woman in the world, and somebody went and forcefully lived with her, she is a zayna. Zayna is a physical metzias, a halachic metzias, that happens from a relationship with a chayv ekrisis. And if she lives with a chayv elavan of kahuna, which the pasuk says she's a chalol. But any other lav, it depends. If it's a mamzeris and a sina, somebody she was never in her life allowed to marry, then she becomes pasul l'truma. But if she has a relationship or a marriage with a man that once upon a time she was allowed to marry, and it's not a chayv ekrisis, then she remains mutter to truma. So she's unaffected by becoming a machzor grushasai or by living as a yavam al-lashuk. And therefore, the question is, how about her children? Amana affects the woman and the children. Here it would only affect the children. So what is the halacha? Amar Lahu, when he answered them, Tzaras Mishore, and I'm afraid to answer because they'll get beat up. And hey, Tzaras, how do you make lachem that they married into kahuna and they're not pasul l'kayin? Tashima. The mayor of Daisa ben Horkin is Hutra Tzaras Abbas La'achen. The word got around that someone was Matar Tzaras Abbas, and it was attributed to Ben Hurkanus, and they thought that meant Reb Daisa, who was a Gadol Hador, who at that point was no longer coming to the Beis Medrash. But Shmamina, Asu Shmamina, it proves that Beis Shammai continued doing like themselves, because if not, how could anybody say Taras Abbas is mut? Gufa b'mei Reb Daisa Ben Hurkanus, Itziru Taras Abbas La'achim, they were mata Taras Abbas La'achim, v'yadaber kasha l'chachamim, n'shachachim Gadol Hoya. Difficult for the Chachamim because he was a Chacham Gadol, ve'ein of kamo milav in the Beis Medrash, and he no longer could see, and therefore he did not come to the Beis Medrash. Amar, they said, mi yeh lechushin gov, yediyah, and let him know that we don't paskin that way. Amalam Rabbi Shua, mi yeh lechai v'gov, v'achrav mi, who's going to follow him, Rabbi Lazim and Azariah, v'achrav mi, Rabbi Kiva. Ha'ochav amda, pasach beis, and he stood by the door of his house, nechtens to Shivchasai, his Shivcha went in, Amar, and she said to him, Rabbi Chacham Yisrael, bo'an etzlecha, the Chachamim are coming to you. Amar, yichnesu, let him come in, v'nichnesu, and they came in. Tapsal Rabbi Shua, he grabbed Rabbi Shua, v'shivu amitah shazav, he put him on a golden bed. Amalei Rebbe Amarle Tamitcha Acher V'yesh, he'll tell the other Talmud to sit. Amalei Mihu. So he said, Rabbi Lazim and Azariah. Amar Shav Daitse said, V'yesh Leban L'Azariah Chavarenu, Azariah our friend has a son, Karat HaMikra Azeh, Nari Yisi Gam Sakanti, Lai Yisi Tzadik Nezav, Azariah Mevakish Lachem, I never saw a Tzadik be let go by Hashem, that his children should have to beg for bread. Tavsev Yishiv Amitah Shazav, he put him in a golden bed. Amalei Rebbe Amarle Tamitcha Acher V'yesh, he'll tell you next Talmud to sit. Amalei, he said, who? Amalei, he said, who is it? So he told him, Akiva ben Yosef. Amalei, atu Akiva ben Yosef, shishim chaylechem saivayla vatsayfay. You are Akiva ben Yosef, that your name travels from one end of the world to the other. Shev ben Yishev, sit down, please, my son, sit down. Kibayt chayur ben Yisrael, there should be many like you amongst the Yidden. Hitzchilu masab maizel ba'alochas, they started talking to him in alochas, at shegiru l'taras habas, until they arrived to the sugi of Taras Habas. I guess they didn't want to directly confront him. Amrulay, they said to him, Taras Abbas Mahu, Amrulay Machloikas Beshamay Besil. Allah could give me who that we pass can like, Amrulay, Allah could be Sil. Amrulay, they said, Allah Mishimcha Amr Allah could be Shamay. In your name, they're quoting Allah could be Shamay. Amrulay, Daisa Shematim, Ben Hurkanus Shematim. Did you hear Daisa? Or did you hear Ben Hurkanus? Amrulay, Chai Rebbe, we swear Stam Shemana. We heard it without your name. We heard it at Ben Hurkanus. We thought it was you. Amrulay said, Ach, Katan Yeshli, I have a younger brother, Bechor Sutton, some learn Bechor Shannon. Basically, he is very, very sharp, and he blocks people with their tinnitus, meaning he can slug people up. V'yainis Nishmai, his name is Yainis Nivu Mutamide Shammai. He's from Beit Shammai. V'yizaru, be careful, Shigabech Eschem Balochas, he shouldn't slug you up. V'yishashni, my Sholos, my Eschubas, Mitzaras Abbas, he has 300 reasons why Taras Abbas should be mutter. Shimutaris. Avamian and Elishmai Boritz, I testify to the sky and the ground. Shamaducha Zu on this pestle. Yashiv, pestle or mortar, I always mix up the two. It's the bowl. I think the bowl is the mortar. The mortar. Abduchazu, Yashiv Chagan, Aviva Mishloisha Torah, he said three halachas. Taras Abbas Asura, Amanu Mayav Masri Maisoni Bishvias, because they were once part of Eretz Yisrael. This is talking about Eber HaYarden. That was Amanu Mayav before Sichon conquered him. Then Klal Yisrael conquered it and it became Eretz Yisrael. But they never reconquered it by the second Beis HaMikdash. So not theoretically, it didn't have the halacha biblically of Eretz Yisrael. So now the question is, rabbinically, they made it Eretz Yisrael, but not for Shemitah. And they said to give Maisoni Bishvias, as the Gemara will explain, so the poor people should be able to get hired for jobs, and at the same time get like a Chikapeya Maisarani. We do accept Gerim from those countries. We're not afraid that they are Mamzerim. They are Gayim, and therefore we can Mekabel Gerim. They're not Jewish Mamzerim. Tana, we learn, they entered one door, when they left Yatsu B'Shloshim Sachem, they left in three doors. Pagabay Rebbe Kiva. So they met Rebbe Kiva, meaning they left in three doors, they shouldn't meet him at least as a group. And what the lucky one was Rabbi Kiva, he met him. Achshalei v'ukmei. He asked him questions, and Rabbi Kiva was able to answer him. Amalei atu Akiva shishim chaylech misayfaylem atzayfay. You, Akiva, that your name travels from one end of the world to the other world. Ashrechus is a chitzol l'shem. You are praised that you were zayfet to such a name. But vadayin yilgata l'rayvaka. You're still not up to being a cattle shepherd. Now again, the Mashal speaks out. That means he wasn't big enough. He wasn't quoting earlier Nevi'im. You're quoting Chagai. You're not quoting those Nevi'im who were Raya Bokar. I'm not even a shepherd of sheep. That's Pashim Shat. Mashal says, I can even take it back to Moshe Rabbeinu because I darshan it from the Pasuk of Litzra and Allah. Then it's Tzara is Aser. So I can even go back to Moshe who was a Raya Tzayin. Many cities were conquered by Eilam Mitzrayim, not by Eilam Bavel. And therefore did not have any biblical Kedusha. They left it to the poor people should be able to rely on it on Shemitah. Mekabum gerim in akaduyim v'temudim petik mareini v'tali rami bar yechesko. A mekabum gerim in akaduyim. It's contradiction. Ravashi kartuyim itmar. We're not mekabum gerim from kartuyim. Kedami inchi kartuyim psulim. Kartuyim apostle. Ikidi amitali rami yechesko. A mekabum gerim in akartuyim. We had the right yursa, but my love, heine kartuyim, heine kaduyim, aren't they the same? Ravashi loy kartuyim luchud, the kaduyim luchud. No, kartuyim is apostle, kartuyim is kasha. Kedami inchi kartuyim psulim. They argue and they say, "Ei mekabum gerim in atamudim." We are mekabum gerim atamudim because they were Jews that ended up being mamzerim because they didn't keep all the halachas, and goyim intermarried with them, which made the children from Jewish girls and goyisha husbands. Rabbi Yechon's opinion is havad mamzer. We don't paskin that way. We paskin the kid is kosher, but Rabbi Yechon held the kid is a mamzer, and therefore he said em mekabim gerim in atamud. In fact, the Gemara Yamar Rabbi Yechon and Hachi, but now we learn kolak samim abom and arekam tairim. If you find a clothing with a blood spot on it, you should know it comes from a goyish woman. Women, Jewish women, don't leave it around because they know it's tamei. Rebuta matamim neshim gerim b'tayim. Rebuta says that in Rechem they're Jews, but they went off the D, but they're still Jews, and therefore they are. It is matame, but they don't keep it private because they don't think of tamei tara. Benayv the chum tayrim. Now we ask a question: how could we say benayv the chum tayrim v'avina v'akapatzik? I'm sorry, Benayv the Chum Tayrim is a statement from Rabbi Yehuda. Other cities, he's masking that a guy's thing is not Tamit. It says all Goyim, does that mean even Tarmut? It's a proof that Tarmut is considered a Goyish city, which is the opposite of what he said, that I'm a Kabum Gerim and Tarmut. You're going to tell me, he's just telling you Pshat and that Braisa, but he himself doesn't hold that way, that Mishnah, but he doesn't hold that way. He always passes like a Stam Mishnah. There's a Machloikas Amaroyim whether he passes like every Stam Mishnah. You're right. If he does, then Rabbi Yechanan never said Emekabim Gerim. And those who quote him as Emekabim Gerim do not hold Rabbi Yechanan hold Halachik Stam Mishnah. Not the Gemara Vayit to me Tarmid my time aloy. Why is Tarmid different? What happened in Tarmid? Pligabar Rav Yechon and the Savior. They were the ones that said that they're Jewish mamzerim, and they have an argument. What caused the mamzeris? Charam b'shem Avdei Shleima, that the servants of Shleima were very rich and powerful, married Jewish girls against the halacha, had children who were mamzerim. The charam b'shem benayis Yerushalayim, who were taken forcefully by the Goyim, and they married, and they ended up moving to Tarmud, and there were a lot of Jewish mamzerim. And as Rashi explains later on, there were a lot of Jewish mamzerim, and then they didn't keep the laws of Erev anyway, and they ended up making more mamzerim. He holds that we don't pass him that way, but that's what he holds. What happened? Both in the name of Rabbi Barbachana. Chadamra once says 12,000 soldiers and 6,000 archers. Chadamra treisa alfa gavri b'mishita alfa kashtuye. One says 12,000 soldiers, and from them 6,000 were archers. They all looked for silver and gold. And they looked for girls. Women were afflicted in Tzion, Besulais Bar Yehuda. So therefore we see, and therefore they took them as wives and made mamzerim because I became bevet Abbas Yisrael, Abbas Yisrael, blood mamzer. That pasuk that we quoted earlier, that Rav Daisa ben Hurkanah said about Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the Sara Olam said it. Nara Yisigam Zekanti. Because Man Amra Ilam Mekutcha Brichu Mikazikna Kamei. Because Baruch Hu doesn't have youth and aged. Ela David Amra Mikashish Kulahai. Did he ever make it old enough, as the Mefarshim speak out, to be able to look back at the ages of Zikna? He barely made it to Zikna. He just lived to 70. He never really passed it by. Elishma Mina, Sara Ilam Amrai, the Malach in charge of the world, said Nara Yisi Gamzakanti. Amrai Shubrachmina Yenisamadhsiv, it says Yorad Yodai Paris Sarako Makmadab. In hand, the enemy spread on all its treasures. The Amun Amayim, Mishash Niftnu Sarev to come Lahechwa, Kol Niftnu Akasav Azav, they all ran for gold and silver. Vehem Niftnu Asefer Tyra, they went to the Sefer Tyra. Amun Zech, Akasav Aliyav, Amayni Rav Mekal Hashem, Yisrav Ve'ei should be burnt in fire. You know, it's interesting, the Goyim can't handle the fact that we exclude them. But the Yevanim broke 13 Pertzis in the Sirig, in one of the walls around the Harabayas. Farshim say, I once heard this from Matis, yo, why did they break that gate? Because that was the gate where Goyim weren't allowed to go past. And they couldn't handle the fact that they were excluded. So they broke that gate. They broke openings in that gate to make themselves that they could go in, not that they're excluded. The Goyim have a big problem being excluded. Siva Shem Liyakov, Siva Tzarev, Amarav, Janamunya Lipum Nahara. Even when Yidden are in Golos, the enemies follow them, and they're around them even there. We don't pass in Lekravasi, but he says that even patrilineal descent makes somebody Jewish. Even if the Maser Sashvatim, they're only a minority. But Dukta the Kvi, the way they learn in Rashi is if the girl would go to their city, at that point we would consider it 50-50, and we would have to be Chayshish Lekadushin. But Eino Chinami, if anybody from them came here, we would say, majority says he's a guy, and we wouldn't worry about Kedushin. Damar Rav Abba Bar Kahana, we had Yanchei B'chalach, I think that's how you pronounce it, B'chalach, U'b'chavar, and Nahar Geisen V'arei Modai, and we say, Chalach, Zechalazayn, Chavar, Zuchadayev, Nahar Geisen Zuginzik, Arei Modai Zuchemden B'chavar Seah, Chemden in its suburbs. Okay. Machaveseh man, who are the suburbs? He agrees that they're mostly mamzerim. Now Rashi doesn't say he holds a patrilineal descent. Rashi says he holds because the Yidden in those, what Rashi says, he does hold a patrilineal descent. And therefore, there were mamzerim. Not because of the mother being a guy, but because they didn't keep the halachas and they married arayas and they became mamzerim. Kamit kam the shmuel with bincha bam in Israel is kore bincha, ben bincha bam in Yisrael kore bincha. Allah benam. Shmuel disagreed. He said, we don't go by patrilineal descent, we go by matrilineal descent. Because the pasuk says, do not intermarry with the guyim, because he will turn your child away. It's only your child, your descendant, if it's a he, that's the guy, and a she, that's a Jew. But if the mother is a guy, it wouldn't be bincha. So the Torah wouldn't say that the woman would turn her son away from Hashem, because it's not her son. Because, I mean, it's not your descendant, you don't have to worry about that. What happened to the girls of the Aseret Hashvatim? Even if you go by matrilineal descent, aren't there mamzerim from the girls? The Gemara of the Amar Avinu Shmamin Avem Bitchavam Rav Kham Kari Bincha. A granddaughter that the father is a guy is called your grandson. A grandson is called a grandson. That the Gemara Gemiri Divnasa the Hudari, it's through their wombs cracked open and they weren't able to conceive, and therefore no children were born from that. Ikadi Amri Kamita Kameh the Shmuel Amar Lizazam Shamach Asam Rav Kham Gemurim. They shmad themselves out. And therefore, they are considered Gayim, Machloikus Rishayim. Some Rishayim learn only for Kedushim purposes. Kol Mekadesh Adaitid Rabbanu Mekadesh Avkinu Rabbanu LeKedushim Menei Rabbanu removed it. Some Rishayim learn that if somebody shmads and goes to Aved Zara, he loses his status of a Jew, which is a thing that would make an Afkamina for Chalitza. Other things, but the bottom line is we don't pass him that way. Only the Chumrah, we make a person who shmad himself to come back, we make him go to the mikveh again and be Mekabel Mitzvahs. They rebelled against Hashem. They gave birth to Bonim Zorim, which tells us they became Goyim. At least for Kedushin purposes. Yasser Rav Yisrael Achor Dev Kana, Yasser Rav Kana Kamei Rav Yehuda, Yasser Rav Kana, he said, Asidin Yisrael Dabdi Yayim Atavik Yichor V'Tarmud. Yidin will make a Yom Tov when Tarmud gets destroyed. That the Gemara V'Achor Rav got destroyed. That the Gemara Hitamid Havi was Tamid that got destroyed. If Hashem Hainu Tarmid Hainu Tamid, it's the same city, Achpulu Hu the Michbo. However, it got rebuilt on different size. Chor V'Mahagi Saisim Mahagi Saisim Chor V'Mahagi Saisim Mahagi Saisim. As one part got destroyed, the other part got re-inhabited. Yasser Rav Nuna came to Ulav Kavav B'Shemaitzen. Rav Nuna was asking great questions. Omer Magavra, Magavra, what a great person. Ilav Darpanya Masi, if not from the fact that you come from Arpanya, where there are many psulim. Ichsiv Sir Muna got embarrassed. I'm like a kesem gogal to lehecha. Where do you pay your lehecha yavas? To which city do you pay your taxes? And he answered him, Lepum Nahara. I'm like Lepum Nahara. I pay my taxes to Pum Nahara. I'm like Kimi Pum Nahara. So then you're not from Arpanya, so you don't have to worry about your yichas. My Arpanya, why is it called Arpanya? All the psulim go there. Because it's known that psulim can find a shidduch there, because they're made out of psulim. Anybody that doesn't know his yichas, doesn't know his shevet, his family, nifna l'sham would go there. I'm a rabbi, he amukim, a shayla, it's worse than Gehenim. Shamami achayla, evdim, imamas agolim. I will redeem them from Sha'el and I will redeem them from death, right? Meaning, Gehenna, person can be rectified. Bilu psulim too, lestu takanta, once pasul, always pasul. Now the Gemara psulim d'arpanyim shim psulim d'meshon. What happened was, the Meshon had the psulim and they moved over to Arpanyim. Psulim d'meshon shim psulim d'tarmud. That's where it started, psulim d'tarmud shim avdei shloim, as we learned earlier. V'ayinu d'arme inche, kave rabba v'kave zuto, a big volume measurement and a small volume measurement, Megander Va'azul Lushail, went first to Gehenim, and Mishael Lutarmud, Mitarmud Lamation, and Mimation Larpanyan. The reason it says it that way is to emphasize that unlike Gehenim, where people get out of, Psulim is unfortunately a permanent fixture. Hadn Lachamesh Esrinoshim, Hadn Lachamesh Esrinoshim, Hadn Lachamesh Esrinoshim. Kate Sakam Shloy by Lamai, and we will learn that in Emet Hashem. We will start again Dalet El. We hope Emet Hashem to be back in the Kailul. Stay tuned. And even if we go back to the Kailul, this phone number is a good phone number that people should be able to call in. And that way it'll be a line that people can call in. So even those who don't come back, or if we can go back, we'll try to maintain this phone number. Emirat Hashem. Everybody should have a happy, healthy summer. And we should be able to get back in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKadosh, for a Dir Shushir, indoors, in some Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim. Have a wonderful summer. Yes. Yeah.